one. I almost never play songs that are that long. It was a real treat. Get up and walk around a little bit. Good record that came out this spring. A band called the Courtneys out of the Pacific Northwest, and that was Lost Boys, which to me kind of feels like it's about the movie Lost Boys from the 80s. But I may be mistaken about that. Before that, a band out of Kyushu, Japan, of all places. Sounds like they're from a really rural spot. Native English-speaking singer and native Japanese bass and drums, I think. Round out the trio. The band is called The Roots, and they have a new release called Dirty Needles and Pins. We heard Somebody's Child. The Woggles with Hard Times. Good old garage sounds. That was the same with The Roots, too. And we heard The Raz with Not That Tough. And at the top of the set, Justine and The Unclean. My name is Matt. You are tuned in to WMFO in Medford. And I'll be with you for the next hour or so. Let's get back to the music. Less talking, more rocking. This is a... he says, and then he starts talking some more. Few songs with female vocalists. This band is Susan's.
Food Masters or cruise on the parkway on my TA, I like to tune in to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It's wicked piss up.
Oh.
does have a long fade out, doesn't it? Band Sweet Knives, they put out a really nice release this year on Big Nick Records. Their song End of the World, Sweet Knives, and the record's just called Sweet Knives. Can't miss them. I think you can find them on Spotify. So before that, we heard band Suggested Friends out of the UK with Chicken. Band called Susan. I said Susan's. No, it's Susan. Oh, with the Violent Femmes cover, I Held Her in My Arms. It is now 5:08. My name's Matt. I'm covering for Mr. Gracias. And if you've tuned in for the all chat video game talk show, I apologize. I'm not going to be talking about video games at all. Mostly, I'm just going to be playing the music. Up first here. First for my little Red Cross set that I got planned. First a cover, then a related band, and then a track by Red Cross. This is the Go To Beds.
Cause it hits.
That's the only Christmas song that you're getting from me today, and it's not really a Christmas song. That was The Descendants with Christmas Vacation. Before that, My Little Red Cross set. So right before Descendants, we heard Red Cross off of their record Neurotica, which I think came out in 1987. It's showing 2002. That's a re-release, and the tune was Frosted Flake. Before that, the daughter of one of the members of Red Cross, Jeff McDonald's daughter, Astrid. So Jeff is married to Charlotte Caffey from the Go-Go's, and Astrid, their daughter, is in this punk band out in L.A. called the Side Eyes. Put out a 7-inch with a Red Cross song on one side. Well, Red Cross playing a song on one side and Side Eyes playing a song on the other side. The two songs that they're playing are songs by Astrid's mother, Jeff's wife, Charlotte, from back in the late 70s, early 80s. The tune that we heard Side Eyes do was called Don't Talk to Me. And at the top of the set, we heard the Go-To-Beds, band out of Philadelphia or somewhere in Pennsylvania, maybe Pittsburgh, doing their cover of Annette's Got the Hits off of what I think was Red Cross's first release. I might be messing that up. Definitely not a Red Cross EP is what that one was called. Okay, enough talking. Back to music, enough going back in time for a while anyway. I'll be playing mostly releases from 2017 for the next 40 minutes or so. My name is Matt. You are tuned into WMFO in Medford. This one coming up is a pretty good release by a band called Scupper. Let me say that again. Scupper, which I think is based in New York, though may have some North Shore connections. It's a longer tune called Superbike.
I wanna ride my superbike. Superbike is what I like. I'm gonna take a super world, riding with my super girl. I wanna ride a super train, take it to my super plane. I'll entrust my super bus. Super bus fits all of us. I'm not afraid to
McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm
gonna be a star. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Jangly one, a band called Real Numbers, who I think are somewhere like Minnesota, perhaps. Before that, band Fitz with Admission Day, Wunderbar local trio, I believe, with Diver. And I had to play that one because last week when I was on the air, I attempted to play that song and I inadvertently cut it short. So there you go. You got the full length version of Diver by Wunderbar, which is a new song from a forthcoming LP. I think they're going to release it probably in January. And at the top of the set, Scupper from New York City with Superbike. Good record. Check that one out. It's called Some Gals, G-A-U-L-S. 534 on WMFO in Medford. My name is Matt. I am not talking about video games. Apologies if you've tuned in looking for that. Playing some pop and rock and see where it takes us. I am scheduled to be here until 6 and may go a little bit longer if Easy Ed is unable to make it or someone is not subbing for him, but we'll see what happens. Right back to an odd box record. This one is a band called Maybe Don't.
could be getting better. I don't wanna feel like everything is getting better. I don't wanna be left out. I don't wanna feel like everything is getting better. I just wanna feel like something could be getting better. I don't wanna feel like everything is getting better. I don't wanna be let down.
Thank you.
Burlington, Vermont, though they may now be defunct, called Apartment 3. Track was No Feeling off of a 2016 record that they put out called Apartment 3. Before that, Boston's Losers Circle, Boston band Losers Circle, with some straight-ahead, clean, punky sounds. Ghosts of Yesterday, I think that record came out in 2017. Pretty sure it did. Took long enough. Before the punkiness of Losers Circle, we heard some angst and whatever, noisy, I don't know, not so bad. Easy listening. Hula Boy before that. And we also heard a band called Maybe Don't. All right, enough. It's 547, 548 here on the East Coast. You are tuned into WMFO in Medford. My name is Matt. I'll be here for at least 15 minutes or 13 minutes. Get back to it. Mix it up a little bit. This is a Wire cover. Wire put out a record in 2016, and this is a cover of a song on that record.
Thank you. This is Greg Allman, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.
Indeed. So my name's Matt. I've been here for about 2 hours. It's a few minutes before 6 o'clock here at WMFO. Glad to hear that Benita is up next. She's going to be filling in for DJ Easy Ed, hopefully for the next couple of hours until 8 o'clock. Stay tuned for that. Let me tell you what you just heard. Ulta Beauty with a band called Ulta Beauty with a song called Soap. They're out of Washington, D.C. Boston band Magic Shop with some psychedelic tunes. My Mind's Eye off of a EP that they put out this year. And